Simon Tovkuf Tzadi Bey, Sif Dalit. Zesha Tekeya, Kashahen Yoshin Tekeya Seder Brachas. So we give the person who was the Tekeya during Tekeya's Demi Yoshin has the right to be the Tekeya for Tekeya's Demi Yoshin. It's not ma'akev. Somebody else can do it. Ella Sharoy Lasses Kain Karakasapti Leobasim Tavkopehe. It would be proper to give him the opportunity to do it, but if for whatever reason he can't, it's not a problem. Shabursu Katazvov, Tokal Seder Brochus, Tamasla Bamitsu, Arim Logimor. The Moreland's out that there's a concept of the person who started the mitzvah, that when we tell him to finish it off. And therefore, he has the right to be the first one to do it. But it's not ma'akev. You can give somebody else liskaya tetzayin. Why would be mekayim? The other person stands in the same place. So mikra, then the person doesn't have to be standing by the bima to blow. He can put stand wherever he is. Mr. Bird didn't really need to throw this in over here. It really could have been thrown in Mikra then wherever the person is, wherever the person would be standing, whoever's blowing. But it sounds, there was the presentation of Mr. Bird's mashma that the regular Tzukeya who blew the Kiyas to Miyoshev by the bima, because he said, before, yes, so you blow. Well, blow the Kiyas to Mu'min by the bima also. What it would seem to indicate, and the Mishnah says, but if it's somebody else, he stands in his own seat, doesn't he? He doesn't have to move to the bima. The source is a dark immersion. The dark immersion does not differentiate like that. He says, Mikra din, the person who's blowing can stand wherever he is. He doesn't have to come to the bima for the tkiyas de ma'omet. I think most places nowadays, the minhag is that he does stand by the tkiyas de ma'omet. Tkiyas that the people who daven the svar, they blow during Shtel Shemoneh Esrei, the person stands in his own seat. But for Chazor Shashat, they stand by the bima. It's not my act if somebody else does it, but it's proper that the same person should do the whole thing. Calls a marbis, my name, shall you know, let's know this guy bestama. Vim Kain, Zachem Yad Becholotskius. They would just designate, go blow. So going to blow means everything. But if they would say up front, blow this and not that, so then it would be this and not that. If the standard way of doing it is they divide it up, some places actually give the tashrat to one person and the tashat to another person and tashrat to the third person. So that's what you do. And by ya. So the gimel im a brachus or tchias makuzuzu. Zok the shoshanarch. Aleph brachus or shoshanarch. Yami kibur makuzuzu. The brachas are necessary. You can't daven and leave out part of davening. Okay. Shemani yudeya kulam lo yermer mash yudeya mehem eliyot lo yermer kulam. Let's say a person doesn't have a machzer. He remembers 8 of the 9 brachas. He can't remember the 9th bracha, so he doesn't daven at all. It's either he said the whole thing. So when we say Shabbos Shoshana Yom Kippur, we're referring to let's take a look over here. What about other? Is this specifically by Musaf Rosh Hashanah? That's being presented over here in Hillel's Musaf Rosh Hashanah, or is that a general statement? So the Mishmar Al Brachos Rosh Hashanah, Hainu Shem Musaf Sheish B'Malchus Zechanus Shafaris V'Chein Shem Kippurim Shayoyvul Shem V'Gam Kein Malchus Zechanus Shafaris. So the Yom Kippur of Yoyvul, like we mentioned before, they would daven Shemoneh Esrei with 9 brachas for Musaf, the same way we do Rosh Hashanah. Okay. Makav Zuzu. Now it says over here the Makav. Masha the Rosh Hashanah, Im Yudea Bracha Achas Yomra. Vein Makav Zuzu. It's only specifically the Muslim of Rosh Hashanah, with Chazal or Masadr, based on drashas and psukim, that there's a, then you have to say it's an all or nothing proposition. But otherwise, you would say what you know. Magen Avraham, Vayin Rabbi Elocha, Shekhsavnu. The Gamal Magen Avraham, who rak rachami ba'alma. You're not Yotze Shemone Esrei. But the Magen Avraham agrees that the definition of Shemone Esrei requires the correct amount of brachas. But sometimes you would be accomplished that you're davening from rachamim from a Kodesh Baruch. A person asks for das, a person asks for this. So it's rachamim, but it's not tefillah. Person skipped the bracha, he has to go back to that point and say Allah Seder. So it's ma'ak of the bracha, it's ma'ak of the Seder. So how can you tell me here the Yotze? It says over there in the Kufi test that if you don't correct it, you're not Yotze because you skipped. So then I'm ma'ak b'zuz, or apparently I'm ma'ak b'zuz. So what does the Magen Avraham mean? The Magen Avraham means is Rachmi Ba'alma. That the Pshat is, you get credit for Tefillah to Kodesh Baruch Hu davening for mercy, but for the concept of Ingyotza, the midst of Tefillah, which Chazal designated was Shemone Esrei, that you're not going to accomplish.
Let me see, that's different other times of the year.
He's explaining the Magen Avraham. The Magen Avraham says other times of the year is different. He cannot mean that you're truly Yotze Tefillah. Because we see over there in Simchat Kufi test, if you miss a bracha, you're not Yotze.
Right.
That was someone regular weekday Shemone Esrei.
Right.
So what he means rather is that you get credit for Rachmi Balma, whereas Musaf, of Rosh Hashanah, you cannot say out without saying all the brachas. So the person knows one bracha. He knows the bracha of Atochen in Lodom Das. He doesn't start with the Baruch. So the best eitz is to be masmich to another bracha. For example, Sheyotzar. Sheyotzar starts with Elokeinu Melech Olam, and then we look at it as a hemshech afterwards into the next bracha. So the Elokeinu Melech Olam, he said, but the first bracha counts with the second bracha also. That's how in benching the first bracha starts with Melech Olam, and we don't say Melech Olam again till Akel Avinu, which, because that was like once upon a time that wasn't there. The three brachas ended without saying Elokeinu Melech Olam in the bracha a second time. It's all going back on the first time you said it. So we're also, if a person wants to take a random bracha of Shemone Esrei and say it, because that's all he has available for him to daven, he's allowed to do that, but you should be masmich to a different bracha. I don't think we discussed this once. You know, that by Tfilas Derech also is brought down halacha that's preferable that a person should be masmich it. Tfilas Derech, a person should be masmich it to another bracha. So to an alamichya, a person says alamichya, halaretz alamichya, yirat zemul fanecha, yirat zemul fanecha. To an asher yitzar, rafechol b'sor mefil hazois, yirat zemul fanecha. She masmich it to the previous bracha. There's interesting Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam says that the din of being masmich the bracha has to be only a bracha, which is a bracha rucha. A bracha rucha means it starts with the baruch and ends with the baruch. Right, so alamich, you start with the baruch, you end with the baruch. Let's say brain of hashos. Doesn't say now. There's actually a nusach Yerushalmi. Yerushalmi's nusach is the correct nusach at the end of the bracha. That's the nusach of the Rishon. We don't pass like the Rishon, and we don't say it like that. So we just say Baruch Hei Olamim. It's not really a brach at the end. So it comes along. The Rebbe Tam says you can't be masmich to a brach if it doesn't have a chasim at the end. So if you want to be masmich, but you weren't masmich, you're yotze. But if you want to be yotze, the law of being masmich, it has to be something which is which. The second half of the question is, what do you want to be masmik to a bracha b'sharna? The person wants to say a shahakol, and then he rots and fulfills the derech. But between you drink, obviously you have to drink in between, so that's considered a hefsek or not. So it's so that's a machlok, is whether you can be masmik to a bracha b'sharna. For the bracha b'sharna, you definitely can be masmik, but it should be preferably a bracha which has a tchila and a slave, a psicha and a chasima.
Good evening, madam.
So, over here also, the person was saying minimal one bracha of Shemesh, that's all he remembers. He should be masmich at the Chabert. If he knows another bracha, he should be masmich at the Shei Yitzar, for example. Okay, Bates. So, the brachas are mach of each other. Okay, now the key is mach of Zuzu. So, the key is a mach. If you're not going to be able to blow the you have to blow all the sounds. Now, we have in Tkiyas, we have really, we did with a, what's called a bubble, which is one line, Tkiyah, Shwarim, through with Tkiyah. There is a simon or a seder, which is referring to all three of that, the same type. And then you have multiple storm together, which is what we do to be answered the suffix of the mitzvah. So she said, yeah, they're makim zuzu. So in the middle of Tashrat, if I don't know how to get out three sets of Tashrat, I can't do it. I Pasha can't do it. So the mitzvah is to blow nine kerlis. It's kia through, it's kia three times. If you blow three, two times, you're not yotze. Let's say you're yotze two-thirds of the way. You're not yotze. The mitzvah is to blow three times. Right? A person eats the mitzvah eat a kazai, it's a matzah, nine or paste. A person ate seven eighths of a kazayas. He doesn't get seven eighths of a mitzvah. He gets no mitzvah. The mitzvah is a kazayas. So the mitzvah is to blow tkiyah, quote unquote, teruah, tkiyah three times. He blows it two times. He says, I can't. I don't know how to blow more than that. I can't get it out in the sound more than that. So then don't blow. Don't. But let's say the person can get all the tashrats and he just can't get a tashats or tarats. So, so why not? It's a suffix. Which one are you? It's a. According to the tzad, the tashrat is the right sound, so you blew tashrat, Baruch Hashem. If it's not, so you didn't. But you know, there's no argument that they don't do at least that. Tashrat and tashrat tarat in makom zeh. You may also ask his echem him, oishnayim, oisah. Whatever he knows how to do, he should do. Now, aval brachas ain makom atkiyas. We can atkiyas ain makom abrachas. So again, the brachas here is referring to birchas, the brachas of Musaf, that we blow al seder brachas. So if a person doesn't have a shayfer, he still davens Musaf with chazar hashatz. Right? And a person who is not able to have a chazar hashatz, so he doesn't know how to say all the brachas. He'll say what he can say. He will still blow because he's not going to daven. He'll still blow. Considering ma'akev. So if you change the order of the tashrat, tashats, etc. Or he means over here. I think the other way around. He means. Musaf before Tkiyah Shefer, after Tkiyah Shefer, the Tamakiv. We misspell the Kadam Shatok as Yotzu. Therefore, if a person would daven before he blew, he'd be Yotzu Bidi Abed Oysen. So, he said, you can't blow some of the tashrats, not all of them, but you can blow all the tashrats, not tashat. The Raisa Bechami Sagi, in Raisa, one type of sound is the right sound. Ela Dula Yadinan Meza, we don't know which one it is. Chenyasa Echad Shiyadeya, Shem Yechav and Emes, you might as well do the one that you know, it might be the right one. My brachos emakmus atkias. She many yed the varcha brachos elu. After became yisku a shlosha storm. See, you don't know how to blow. You will blow. you would blow whatever you know, whatever you're able to blow. In order to learn the Seder HaTefila, she hiked him as he cried to the Malkiyus, and Mishra Forrest as he cried to the Malkiyus. Zel Yotza Shem the Seder of the Brochas of Chazar Shashat is Ma'akiv. And you're blowing all the Seder. So the thing is funny, what do you mean he didn't hear? He said, Im hiked him Teruah, the Tekiyah, Rishana, Lo Yotza. You have to Tekiyah, then Teruah, not the other way around. Lo Yotza Lomer, the Seder who lispel Musaf liska besechet fill the order is to daven Musaf and then blow in the Musaf. If she said that she lispel kadem shatalka, yotze b'shteim. See, we daven first. He'll be yotze shmenetz and blow you, and then he'll be yotze tekiyas when he blows later on. That's what I'm Rama lispel avav yeserhu. So the last phrase of the Rama vimi lispel kadem shatalka yotze, it's not avav. And therefore, if you're misspelled, kadam shatalka, you yotze. It's not a vav of and, it's a vav of a therefore.
What if you blow tashat before tashrat?
Wouldn't be ma'akav. Now, just go back, the Bir Halacha. The Magen Rambam was medayik that you could have one bracha shonasa without the other ones, as rachamim, not as being yod to the mitzvah tefillah. So. I am shavur mashak kosa b'shem magen avram. That the sefer in the harshalom poligalov, and harshalom argues on the magen avram.
Why?
What is he referring to? It's referring to that they would add in and a tainus, they would add in six brachas into the Chazar Sashats. That doesn't make sense. That's a tema. The Fipirish or Raj or Radan before Zebba had to be Gemara. Ayin Shem. To favor that you can say one without the other. My correct comer, the chain muchach, which is the chain muchach. It's preferish. He's not referring to the extra ones of the tannas that you can just pick and choose, but rather referring to the yuchas brachas of kol tarkula. Actually, of kol hashan, of the whole year. You need them in order. That's why you don't have a psicha. The first three and the last three count as one. There's no more which indicates the support to this idea.
What idea?
That you can say one bracha without the others. Okay. So that's the Har Shalom's Taina is the Chara that they are Makkav. You can't just go and say one brach on the middle of nowhere. So he says the answer is, like he said in the Mishmura, that the Mishmura did not mean that you're the Shemon Esrei. You're not Yotzei Shemon Esrei. But it means we're able to take this and use it as by itself as a statement of Rachim to the Damin to the Rachim for Rachim. And that's very significant because there's machlokes in the Ramban and the Rambam where the mitzvah tefillah is the raisa or the rabbanon. The Rambam learns the mitzvah tefillah is the rabbanon. The Ramban learns it's the raisa. Say the other way around. The Rambam learns it's the raisa. The Ramban learns it's the rabbanon. However, even according to the Rambam, that which you daven three times a day, or this whole nusach, etc., that's all the rabbanans. So if I can daven so much as rachami, so it's a bakasha from a kodesh baruch of a rachami, I'll be yotze the mitzvah of the rice of tefillah at least. So why shouldn't I want to do that at least? So if I'm telling them I'm allowed to, so I should do that. There's actually a Ramban. Ramban says the following, that there is Echad Timzah according to the Ramban also of Tefillah Deraisa. Because the Ramban says that when a time a person at the time of sorrow.
That's what Rabbi Yisola said yesterday.
Yeah. So
it's been mentamar.
So if there's a time of sorrow, so then the Ramban agrees there's a mitzvah at that point in time to call out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu for help. It's a mitzvah deraisa.
He says that goes under the geder of Amunah. Because you have a problem and you're going to God, so you believe that shows you have Amunah. So,
right.
I don't remember who he quoted it from, but he said that that's altogether of Amunah. Amunah Hashem is a deraisa.
Right, so that's for sure. But the Parshat Ramban is masking the tefillah, the tefillah be'esor period. The Rambam lists the mitzvah of tefillah be'esor as a separate mitzvah, beside the mitzvah of la'avdoi, which Rambam counts as one of the tarik mitzvahs, to daven daily. Rambam, in the beginning of Hilchos Tarriers, learns there's a mitzvah deraisa to call to Kadosh Baruch Hu in the time of tzorah. That's the pasuk. When you go out to Muhammad, uskatim b'chatzotzis, the Rambam understands uskatim b'chatzotzis means that you daven. Mm-hmm. It's all part of the process of daven, calling out to Kadosh Baruch Hu. The Rambam doesn't argue on that point to the Rambam. So it seems like he agrees to the Rambam. So it's possible that you could have a person which, if a person takes davening very seriously and he looks at these situations that are significant and important to him, so then his tefillah is deraisa. If he just says it by rote, at best his tefillah is rabbanan.
Or if he doesn't have a specific, he's just davening to Hashem,
right.
Maybe al-tah-hodah, or he's not right. Having any problems and
right.
But I know it's rare that Klal Yisrael doesn't have any problems.
Right, so if a person takes the source of Klal Yisrael to heart, and he looks at it as a time to daven the Kadosh Baruch Hu, that'll be the Raisa.
Yeah.
A person that davens, just because that's what you're supposed to do, that'll be the Rabbana.
Yeah.
So it's possible, depending on your Kavana, you can have a lot more bits of tefillah, the Raisa, than not, all but depending on your Kavana. So, okay. Okay, Simon Tovkub Sari Dalit. Yachashla is Pala in Khaber Matsiya. Yachashla Toka, Khaber Yachal, Skerla, let's say Yedekavasa. If Ruman did not hear Sharfer yet, so Shimon can blow. Even though Shimon was Yotze, Shimon can blow to Matsi Ruven. And even if Ruman knows how to blow himself, still Shimon can blow for him. I can't be much to you in the Teisha Brachas. Okay. If I can't daven, somebody else can be much to me. So what does he mean? He's allowed to outsource the mitzvah, even though he knows how to blow himself. He can have somebody else blow for him. Especially if you learn the mitzvah, like we said before, the mitzvah is to hear the kol shofar. So the blowing is not the mitzvah. The hearing is the mitzvah. So that I'm doing directly with my own body. So there's no maila per se to have you, me, blower, instead of asking you to blow, why not blow? I should do it myself. Mitzvah, it's better to do a mitzvah yourself. The mitzvah is the shmiya. I'm hearing myself. You're not being mitzvah me and hearing. But it comes to shmones, you can't do that. So the two people stand next to each other, and they say, "Listen, today Rosh Hashanah is a long day. Why don't we do it like this? Today I'll say Shemoneh Esrei out loud, and you'll very quietly in your ear, and you'll be yotze with me. Tomorrow we'll switch."
I thought we have a Shemoneh Esrei board just because he's motzi the rabbim who can't say it themselves.
Okay, let's see. El humi spala b'kol kedei lahashmiya gam lechaver lehutziyo. So we differentiate in halacha a yachid being moitzi a yachid, or a person being moitzi the tzibur, shliach tzibur. So shliach tzibur, in the process of a shliach tzibur, one person can be moitzi another person. The shliach tzibur can be moitzi the people of the tzibur. That works. But for one person, they might see another person. I can't be with you in tefillah. Now,
so the guy standing next to a lot of is out of luck.
Now,
that's because we don't know another person's thoughts.
No, he says because the Yisrael Tefillah is the act of asking for rachamim. And you can't. You can't. You're not. You know. When I daven, I've kind of been asking rachamim for myself. That's my process. Mm-hmm. When you're davening, you're thinking about the world. You know, at best, you're being mispala for rachamim for all of Klal Yisrael. You're not the same equivalent of myself davening for myself. It has a different type of a response than when it's through somebody, than it would be somebody else. So Chazal, we're kaveya, the tefillah, it has to be done by yourself. You can't outsource tefillah. It's not proper to outsource tefillah. It's a personal listen. I really need a lot of stuff. Yaakov's going to ask you for it. That wouldn't make sense.
Even though when you ask, like, what is it you ask for something that you need, but you ask first for another person that's answering?
Correct. But I'm davening for somebody else is one thing. What I'm saying, asking somebody else davening for me, and I shouldn't daven, I'm outsourcing.
All right.
It wouldn't be not proper to come to the Kodesh Baruch Hu, especially listen, you know, this davening is a great thing. I'll get somebody else down for me and I'll sleep instead. You know, you wouldn't say such a thing. You have to daven yourself. But he's saying we're chiddush over here, even if you're a man of Yochel Yispal Ba'atzma. Now, what about a case of a person can't daven? He doesn't know how to daven. So, if there's a Sheikh Tzibur, about the Sheikh Tzibur, we might see him. But what about a Yochel to a Yochel? So the Mishnah Berurah over here reads, you can't be mighty to somebody else. A filo im lo yochel is palabat, even though he himself can't daven. Because Chazal would say to me that tefila has to be done by you yourself, not through a shliach. But if you have 10 people, so then you have it's a whole different ballgame, and you're shliach tzibur. Then the Ramah said, the Yesh Cholkim. It said that if a person cannot daven himself, someone else can be mighty him. So that is the sheet of the Ramah. The Ramah holds that you could be mighty, if even without a tzibur situation, if you could daven, I can't be mighty you. That agrees. If there's a shliach tzibur, the shliach tzibur can be moitzi to the people. But if two individual people, I can't be moitzi you. If you know how to daven, if you don't know how to daven, then I could be moitzi you according to the Rambam. Right. So one example where this comes up is kedusha. So I'm also an essay. So the law is that he's supposed to stop and listen to the. So I can't hear the chazan. I'm supposed to stop and listen to the kedosh and to baruch. I can't hear the chazan. So I want to listen to the guy next to me. So I can hear him, right? So but he can't be mitzi me, right? The shliach tzibur can be mitzi me. Record the Rambah, I can't say it myself, I can't hear the chazan, so I can listen to the guy next to me and have him be moitzi me. So I'll be yoitzi. Now, we say that the law is you need kavanah shemeya mashmiya. So I have to come to be yoitzi, he also has to come to be moitzi me. But you're not allowed to interrupt Shemon Esrei to make some type of indication to him that he should be moitzi you. You can arrange beforehand. Listen, I know the shul, I know that I take a long time, I know that you usually finish on time for Kedusha. I said that right next to you. Could you say? You said, "Let enough that I should hear it and be mitzi me." Oh, you can arrange beforehand, before davening, or you can make an ongoing, long-standing order. You know, whenever we're together, you'll be mitzi me in kedusha. You know, but the chazan is automatic and give mitzi. We assume he's going mitzi the tzibur. Okay. Tavkup sari, hey, Mishana Baki Lobit Tfilah, Kiyas Lobit Tfilah. Mishana Baki Bit Kiyas, Lobit Seder Tfilah Smosif. Lafonam Shtei Yoris. The person doesn't know how to blow, he doesn't know how to daven. He has two cities in front of him. Bachas Makiyam Bit Kiyas, Beloy Bit Kiyas, Tfilah Smosif. They know how to blow, but they don't have anybody there who knows how to daven. Bachas Makiyam Bit Tfilah Smosif, Beloy Bit Kiyas. The one city they know how to daven, nobody knows how to blow. So where do you go? Harlech l'mokam shebekiyim b'tkiyas. You go to the place where you can be yotzi the mitzvah of tkiyas, because tkiyas are the rice and the tefillah is the rabbanon. Tefillah shel musaf v'adi v'shel tkiyas b'sofik. Not only that, if I have a situation where the city which knows how to daven might know how to blow also, but the city which knows how to blow for sure knows how to blow. Go to the city which knows how to blow. So if you can go to city A and then travel with an Uruvit Chum, whatever it is, to city B and hear the keys over there, you're mechuyev to do that. Okay, let's we're going to run through Mishnah Berurah. No, let's not run through Mishnah Berurah. It's interesting. Chai Adam. He doesn't understand. So he just told me the city A and the city B. In city A, they know how to daven, they don't know how to blow. City B, they know how to blow, they don't know how to daven. So why is city A, which doesn't know how to blow, allowed to stay in city A? Why are they mechuyev to pick themselves up and go to city B to hear the keys? So how is this? The Mishnah says this case. How is it possible, the case? You know, you're mechuyev to leave. So the Chai Adam in his Sefer Nishim, which is like the footnotes, raises this question. He says it's a raya that by mitzvah say we said there's a limitation how much you're mechuyev to spend. You're mechuyev to spend up to more than a chaimish. And so if I am a very impoverished person, and the only way there's nobody around who has a little less to lend me, I have to be wherever it is for sukkahs. And I can only the only one available costs more than a chaimish. I'm not mechuyev to buy it.
Costs more than a what?
Chaimish. Of my nechos. I'm very impoverished. My whole total worth is $1,000. Tefillin costs more than $200. So I can borrow. I should borrow. But there's nobody available to lend me. So I'm not mechuyev to buy. So the Chai Adam says the equivalent of picking the city up from city A and making the whole city schlep to city B to hear the keys, then I'm not mechuyev to do that. You see, there are cases where even though it's a say, I'm not mechuyev to do it. So, what about the following? I heard this once from a Yid in Baltimore, who's no longer alive, he told me that in 1940, he was running away. He ended up in Tells. So Tells had not been invaded yet. So he ended up in Tells for Elozman. And he actually stayed in the Rav's house. So the communists were there, but they hadn't really taken over and, you know, stopped the yeshiva's dead, etc.
Where's Tells?
Not in Lithuania. In Lithuania. Yeshiva. So the Rav gave his Shabbos Shubat Rosh with the following Shabbos. In Tells itself, which was the largest city, they had a set of Dalad Minim. A lot of the shtetlach around Tells, they didn't have a dalad minim. The Bachram came from the different shtetlach. Were the Bachram allowed to leave after Yom Kippur to go home to their families for sukkahs, thereby losing the mitzvah of dalad minim? Were they mechuyev to stay in Tells, where there was a set of dalad minim, and not go home? Because this way they're being maxed themselves in the mitzvah of dalad minim. That was the Shabbos Shuvah drasha, halacha l'maisa, what to do in that situation. So you remember that was the drasha you heard from.